Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There'll be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you'll be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear two friends planning an event. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Peter. What's up? Is something the matter?
No. Everything's fine.
It sounded urgent on the phone.
Did it?
Joan said the situation had sounded urgent when they spoke on the phone. So, on the phone has been written as the answer to the question. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Joan. I'm glad you could come.
Hello, Peter. What's up? Is something the matter?
No. Everything's fine.
It sounded urgent on the phone.
Did it? It's just that I've had this idea and I wanted to see how soon we could get it off the ground.
Well, don't keep me in suspense.
You know they're planning to close down the local clinic. It was in the newspaper yesterday. But most people have actually known for some time. Well, I thought we should do something about it.
What did you have in mind?
I thought we could organise a charity event and donate the money to the clinic. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it will show the local council how we feel and that we mean business.
That'll take quite a lot of organising. Why don't we just hold a protest outside the town hall?
A protest would take just as much organisation as an event like this. Besides, I think fewer people would turn up. A village fair or something like that would attract more people and get money for the clinic. People are more generous when they're enjoying themselves.
Okay, then. It sounds good to me. How do we start?
First, we put our heads together and come up with a list of people who'll be willing to help and people who can provide us with some of the things we need. For example, we might need a caterer to provide refreshments, a rock band for entertainment, tents and so on. Then, we do a lot of telephoning around and try to get everybody together at the same time in the same place.
Sounds like a lot of work to me.
That's only the beginning. First things first, though. Let's decide now on who to get to the initial meeting and where and when to hold it.
Fine. Well, the village hall would be the best place to have the meeting. It's not as big as the youth club, but it's warmer. There'll be no problem getting permission to use it, but I suppose it depends on how many people we invite.
We don't want too many, otherwise the meeting will go on too long and nothing will get decided. But the village hall is a good idea. It's more official than having it in someone's living room. How many? 6 or 8 people to start with? 10 at the most?
Okay, now we have to decide on a suitable day and time. Suitable to everybody, I mean. A Saturday or Sunday would seem to be the best choice because people aren't at work on those days, but they may not like the idea of giving up a part of their weekend for a meeting.
Unless we persuade them it's for a good cause, or that it's to their advantage, and that it'll all be a lot of fun. We'll provide refreshments, of course.
What if some don't want to give up their weekend?
Then we'll give them an alternative. Say, one evening in the week after everybody's finished work. We'll see which is the most acceptable to them. Then book the hall.
I can do the refreshments for the meeting. I'll get Darren and Maggie to help me. I'm sure they'll be more than willing.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, what's next on the agenda?
A list of who we want at the meeting.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, we want someone from the clinic. I think Dr. Perkins would be best. He can tell us exactly what the financial situation is there. You know, how much money it takes to keep the place running, and how important it is for the community to have the clinic.
The vicar too. He can rally lots of support. And Mr. Sims, our Member of Parliament. He is very busy, but I think I can persuade him to come, or get his wife to persuade him to come. I see her quite a lot socially.
That's great. Two other people I have in mind are Freddie Smith.
The journalist?
Yes. Well, he's the editor of the local paper now, and might be useful. He might let us advertise for free. And he'll know how to go about getting leaflets and posters printed. That's another thing. We'll need volunteers to put leaflets through people's doors and stick up posters all over the place.
We can decide that at the meeting. What about the other person?
What other person?
You said you had two people in mind, Freddie Smith and...
Oh, yes, Mr. Gates.
Mr. Gates? Do I know him?
You must do. He owns Greatfields Farm. We need a large area to hold the fete.
Right. So how many have we got then? 7 or 8? There's Dr. Perkins, Mr. Sims, that journalist...
Freddie Smith, you mean?
Yes, him. And the vicar and Mr. Gates, the farmer. That's only 5.
There's you and me. That's 7. That will do for now. Let's start making phone calls.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.